Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This update is brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Price Cito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai, DoralHyundai.com. Starting with the Panthers, we'll host their media day today in Sunrise. Tobin and Leroy will be broadcasting live. The Cats will open up the preseason with a split squad game in Nashville on the 21st. Over to the Marlins to beat the Rockies 6-5. Game two of the three-game series is tonight with the first pitch at 8:40 from Coors Field. And enter Miami, who took down Seattle by a final of 3-1. Next up, Miami hosts D.C. on Saturday. The Joe Rose Show continues now.
15 minutes of game day uncensored is brought to you by the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event. Get offers on select models now through September 2nd. Learn more at Lexus.com.
Dude, he's top tier. You know, if it's not with his arm, it's with his legs. You know, that dude can do literally anything he wants. So definitely different skill set for me. I can't do half of what he does when it comes to running the ball and any of that. And then with how he can just chuck a ball down the field, you know, with how far and the arm strength that he has, you know, he's supreme when it comes to that. So it's going to be fun. Get to see him, get to play him again, and we'll see.
All right, welcome back. You know, that first part, if we could have just like, and playing against Josh and kind of, you know, he's a really good player. Stop it right there. Stop. Really good player. One of the best in the game. Stop right there. You didn't need to go into the other stuff. I mean, it is for us to talk about, and it's true. I mean, it's true.
Of course it's true.
But
you hear it.
Don't want to hear from your franchise quarterback. No. And anyway.
That was very disappointing, man. Out of all the stuff that's gone down, that one was.
We say that every day with something that somebody says.
I know.
You say that all the time.
That one was especially disappointing, man. That one was weak. That was so weak. How do you go look your receivers in the eye after that? And hey, we're gonna go up there. We're gonna beat these guys. I know.
So you know what?
Anything that guy does.
So you know what? So Jalen and Tyreek go. We already knew all that stuff you said, man. You have to tell us. We get it. We've seen it up close too. We've seen him. We've seen him run and throw it with 50-mile-an-hour winds and snowing. You know, 65 yards in the air. We've seen it. We've seen it.
Right.
Anyway,
they're still gonna play the game though, right?
They are gonna still play the game. And everybody's saying the right things and want to play on a short week. So let's go. Hey, they got to win, and they are big underdogs in this game. 11.5-point spread right now. And there's a lot of things. They when it comes to the old stat sheet, they're number one offense. I think number two running the ball. They're tops in everything on both sides of football. You just go across the board. And by the way, not necessarily individual numbers. You know, it's when you look at their receivers, they got four or five guys that all close, but nobody's towards the top. He kind of spreads it out to everybody. Their running back's probably the most underrated. I said this last year. I think you agree, Woody. One of the most underrated running backs in football. Cook is. James Cook is really good.
He is really good. He finally got paid, right?
He got some money.
Camp held in, right? Held in.
Well, he stayed out there, and I think they realized how important he is. And by the way, they basically just signed back their team from last year. They've added a few pieces, but they have one thing that 90% of the teams haven't been able to do. First of all, find an offensive line. Second of all, find an offensive line that plays together and never gets hurt.
That's true. That's half the battle, right?
They line up with the same five guys, pay their two tackles, good money. Dawkins is considered to be one of the better left tackles in football. And they go from there. I know I hear this and it's true. Like, well, how many star players they really have outside of their quarterback? And I go, well, you think about it, you step back and you just come back. You know, they got a lot of really good players. They have a lot of really good players that play together, know how to win, expect to win. And that's what this team has got to figure out. Because you're 0-2. You've been getting bashed all offseason by the national media, the local media also. You're saying things, you know. Sometimes we sit here and talk about guys not playing well, and they're still playing. And so, hey, there's only one thing you can do, man. You got to go out and you got to play better. And by the way, when the players play bad, it makes coaches look bad too. I mean, it really is a team deal. Not teammates, but coaches, you know, they're teaching something. And if the guys aren't doing it and they're getting beat. And then the third part of this is if it keeps happening, then somebody's going to say, you know, we're just not that good. We just don't have that good of players. And so that's the other problem you could have here too. Although you're playing a lot of young guys, one thing I agree with 100%, let the young guys play. I want to see all the draft picks playing. I agree. When I heard that, I was like, let them play. Dante Trader, Jason Marshall, Jordan Phillips, Kenneth Grant, Savai Naya. Wish our running back would get a couple more carries. Like to see the running game. Actually,
what's up with that, by the way?
That is, well, they're going to say we're so far behind in these games that we have to get out of our game plan. So that is partially true. It is partially true.
That far behind that last game.
No, they were down, 12-0 right off the bat.
Yeah, but they were in that game most of the way.
But it is interesting. They go, well, they said it for a second straight week. We really wanted to get our second running back more carries, and we just weren't able to. And he still doesn't know enough. And I was like, he knows enough to run basic running plays. So, you know,
what are we doing at camp? Where these guys, like, everybody seems to know what's going on. That seems to be a theme of this team. The receivers don't know what's going on. The running.
Well, they said they took care of that. They came back. Remember the next day they go, we got it taken care of.
Oh, sure.
Whatever it was that you saw in that last couple minutes, it's fixed.
They fixed it in one day.
Well, they're
good to know at least.
I just want to let you know that you are going on the road and you better have everything offensively that you want to do. And it is one loud, crazy ass fan base they have in Buffalo. And the fact they've won so much, it's just gotten crazier. And
the good news is going to be 70 degrees and clear. So
is it 70? I think it is, like a high of 70.
Like the high 60s.
Yeah.
Late night. So
sounds good.
That's good to jump in football weather, right? That's not considered a cold weather game.
No, or you want to play Buffalo
in the 70s?
In September. Yes. Yeah. This is a good time.
No weather excuse.
There's no excuses no matter what. Everybody's got to play in the same thing. So we go, oh, the turf was, we couldn't make a cut. And it was the same for them. Well, it's the same for them. Whatever, it was the same for them. So it's a no-excuse game, man. I can tell you, I think everybody's just kind of sitting back on this third game with the disappointment and saying, okay, show us, because we think you're going to get hammered in this game. So show us. Show us you have more talent. Show us you're a lot better. Don't tell us about your confidence at practice every day. We don't need to hear that, or us against the world. All that stuff sounds great. Show us you can play tomorrow at kickoff. Get off to a good start. Don't be down 12-0 or 20-0. Get off to a good start. Take the ball offensively first drive and march it down the field. Get the crowd. I got to tell you, they get off to a good start. Throw a couple of cold ones in those fans from before the pregame. That could be
You never get out there that thing?
No, but I have seen guys jump. So I got to tell you, usually our buses always get hit. They're getting hit with stuff.
People really?
Throw stuff. Yeah, it's
they still do that?
Yeah, they still do it. And everybody flips you off, which I'm not offended if a fan ever flips you off. We laugh and we have a good chuckle on the last
throwing
bus.
Throwing stuff is a little.
The harmless bus. But I did catch, finally, it's funny you said that. I don't know if it was 2 years ago or 3 years ago. I caught one of those guys when you're going through. You got to go through there to get there to the stadium. You got to go through, and you get to see a lot of the crazy-ass fans, and they come running out. They see the buses with the escorts, and so they start flipping you off and letting you have it. All I was doing was, because they're chugging beers, and, you know, they're having a blast. But their thing is to jump off, like, cars and stuff onto tables.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we've seen it.
And it's usually a big fella doing it. A big fella.
Got big enough to break the table.
The belly, yeah.
Yeah.
And I've always thought, I mean, if we tried it, you know, break your back. I mean, it would just not turn out good for me. It'd be bad for me.
Probably not.
And I saw a guy do it. And so right after, everybody ran to him to help him get up, you know, because they kind of support and they're cheering for him to do it. So I got to see one of them. And I mean, the guy went right through the table.
Yeah.
He went right down. I don't know if they like to hit it, and it kind of slowly cracks, so you hit the ground. And I'm sure the guy didn't feel it because he'd been drinking probably for 2 hours when he, you know.
Yeah, I was just saying, he probably felt that in the morning.
But I don't know if the same guys do it every week. Like, oh, Johnny's with us on the, he got a ticket for this game, and he's had 7 beers.
Well, there's got to be a way to do it, right? I mean, wrestlers do it.
Yes.
It's a big move in the WWE.
I don't know, but they get after it. They flip us off more than anybody, by the way. They're
what
by
do they
themselves.
Throw at you guys?
Jets are number 2.
What is it that they're throwing at the bus? Just like food and stuff?
They just throw stuff.
You ever get hit with anything?
Oh, I mean,
like
the bus
outside
get hit.
The bus?
No. You can't touch players. Are you kidding me? We are in security of security. We're safer than the president when we get inside that thing. The NFL doesn't mess around. No.
Well, they had the incident with Lamar.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that won't happen again.
Well, we haven't had a spitting incident in about a week, too, so we're due.
Hopefully we won't. Hey, by the way, what are we doing, man? We've got Coach for the Panthers coming up here. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. Can't wait to talk to Paul Maurice. He's going to join us. We'll got plenty to talk about. Plenty to talk about this morning. They get ready to start. Going for a three-peat. How about that? Talking about trying to get a first win in Buffalo and then coming back with the head coach to talk about making a run at a three-peat. My God, I never thought we'd be talking about that. Atlantic Men's Clinic, I know we talk about that. ED and low T is nothing to mess with. And I want to let you know, brothers, doesn't matter what color you are. Don't think because you're in real good shape or you're 50 pounds overweight. It happens to every guy. Low T kicks in. Every guy is going to deal with low T. And usually following low T is ED. And when it hits, and by the way, happens to guys in their early 40s. Half the men in their 50s have ED. And you know what that means? That means your sex drive is gone. It's got to the point. It's embarrassing. Used to work. Something you used to really enjoy. That beautiful lady of yours. And now ain't nothing happening except I'm sorry once again. If you're getting tired of that and it's starting to mess with you a little bit and you want to just get more out of life, have more energy to work out and feel great to go to games and work out and walk and play tennis and all the things that you like to do and still be able to chase that little lady around a little bit. Atlantic Men's Clinic will knock out ED and low T, and it will be gone. 14 months on the program, unbelievable results. 7 locations in South Florida to serve you. Go get the T, the PSA test, meet with their professional staff, and they'll put you on a program and get you going if that's what you want. 7 locations in South Florida to serve you, a brand new one in Hollywood. Call them today. The most important appointment's that first one. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. Tell them Joe Rose said to give them a call and tell them it works, man.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle,
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Verhaeghe gives to Reinhart, and the puck poked away. Now Barkov to Verhaeghe. Now Barkov right side, Reinhart to the open. Then he scores! It's a hat trick here in Game 6 for Sam Reinhart. He cashes in on the empty net. 4-0 Panthers with 6:34 to play in the third.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. Man, this is a special one for us. No question about it. Paul Maurice, Florida Panthers head coach, joins us. Coach, we haven't talked to you since the parade, man, and everything else. Congratulations, man, coming back as a champion again. Back-to-back champs. Three straight trips to the finals. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Thank you very much. It's been a while for sure, but it's good to be back. I think everybody's, well, I know what everybody's excited to get going.
Hey, so I got to ask, I got to go back before I go forward. So we were all, you know, how we on radio, we're always got your topics and like, okay, we got three guys that are all played great in the playoffs. What the hell's going to happen? There's no way Bill Zito's going to be able right. to get all three of them, Bennett, Ekblad, and Marchand, and he friggin' gets it done. Were you even, you knew the money situation and stuff. You knew they could make a little more in the open market. Did you think we might get two out of three? What were you thinking?
Yeah. Well, I had three ideas in my head. And the one is each one of these guys can hit a home run. Each one of these guys. I mean, just Aaron Ekblad alone, 6'5", right-hand defenseman and quality player. So on. That is coveted around this league. Sam Bennett's gone, Smythe winner, and Brad Marchand at 20 points. So all of them can go out into the free agency market and absolutely hit home run. The other two thoughts were.
Hey, Coach, I'm sorry, Coach, I got to interrupt you. We're having trouble with your phone. I know this is great. I really wanted to hear this. And we're having a little trouble. Can you try me again there?
I'll call you right back.
Call me right back. That'd be good. Thank you so much. Yeah, we're breaking up and getting ready to get into the three guys. And I definitely wanted to hear what he had to say about that. So, we're going to try the head coach again here, having a little trouble with the phone, which happens, man. That's part of the deal, the old phone at home and phone here and everything else. So, they're getting ready to go back to practice. All right, Coach, I got you again. Go ahead, man. I'm sorry about that.
How are we doing? How's this now?
Sounds good. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, you know what, Joe? I think I need a new phone. I think it's just. You know, I'm one of those guys that still has got a rotary dial on it. That's how old this thing is. So might be today.
Okay.
But you know what? You'd asked a question about those three guys, and we all knew after the season because of their performance, not just in the playoffs, but clearly Sam Bennett wins the Conn Smythe Award, that all three of these guys are so coveted in style of play alone. Right? They're all hard men. They all compete at such a high level. But there were two things that I was holding on to. And the one is how they fit in the room. And it's not just the players, it's their families. The connection between the wives, the families that are here every day. Players don't want to leave here. So if there's a chance for them to stay, they want to stay because it's just Bill Zito has created this incredible group of guys. And then the last faith is in Bill. I mean, there's been probably five or six times in my own head, he said, When Bill said, I think I can make this happen, my thoughts are, yeah, I'm not sure you can make that happen.
Right.
And it goes back to Matthew Tkachuk, right? He tells me, I think I can trade for Matthew Tkachuk. And I'm thinking, there's no chance. So over the years now, I've got a little more hope every time Bill says, you know, we we're working on it. So I've got a lot of faith in what he does. But to bring them back, style of play alone, right? They're all hard. They play hard. They compete hard. It's not just a skill-based game. If you lose those guys, you can't replace them. That's why they would be so coveted. And to their credit, and certainly they'll all tell you they get paid very, very well. They all left money on the table to play for the Florida Panthers. And that now is a theme here where we've got seven or eight guys. The most recent players that are up for contract have all left money on the table to stay.
Wow. Yeah. No, you heard Toronto, some of these places were offering big money to get some of those guys and their leadership and all that stuff. So it was crazy. I got to ask you, camp getting ready to open up. You went pretty hard last year. Now, all of a sudden, the last 3 years through the playoffs, you realize you've played an extra season of hockey. You're treated any differently this year coming back?
Well, we do have a change in logistics. The heart is going to be there, and it has to be, and they want it. So when the difference for us will be is we're going to give our veteran guys an extra week of training. When the training camp starts and I take the big fellas out for day one, their individual training stops because they physically just can't do what we do on the ice and then continue to condition. So we found a block of time to allow them to train, but it's going to be every bit as hard as it's ever been. And most of that now, Joe, is driven by them, right? We've run the exact same drills for the first 5 days for three straight years. We can measure how hard they work, and each year they've worked harder. And that's them. That's their internal drive.
Matthew Tkachuk's going to be out for a while. I know he had the surgery.
Yeah.
How long do you expect him to be out, Coach, just what doctors have told you?
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be short term. And really, Joe, we won't know the answer to that for about another 4 weeks. He's just come out of the surgery. He's healing now. In about 4 weeks, we'll take a look at him. It's not going to be short term. I want to be careful about putting a date and time on it because we don't know the answer to that. We certainly expect him, I don't know, maybe mid-season, something like that.
Okay. And, Coach, I hate to bring you into this, but everybody now in sports talks culture. Got to have a good culture, locker room, leadership, chemistry. And you have figured this thing out. I spent way too much time about culture here with football and everything else. So you've seen what it looks like at its best with your guys. And obviously, right, you got to have a lot of really good players. Let's not forget that part. What's this culture thing? Just tell me for you. I mean, you live it every day. Help me out what the culture thing is for the Panthers. What's that mean?
The most important thing that we do is how we treat each other. That's the culture of our team. And then you can just expand it out from there, how we treat the people around us, the support staff, how we treat our fans, how we treat the people we come in contact, how we treat the game, the respect for the game. And the driver of that then goes back to how do you treat your teammate? So this isn't just, you know, high-fiving each other in the morning. It is, will you train as hard as you need to train to be as good as you can be because your teammate is also doing that?
Yeah,
that's wow. The trust that gets built, the trust that gets built by everybody investing all they have to invest. And we've got a spectrum of talent in our room, and everybody understands that. And that's why Sasha Barkov makes way more money than the 13th forward. But in terms of the investment each man makes, they can all be equal.
Yeah.
They can all be the same man. And when you have that culture of trust that we're all going to treat each other a certain way, and we do that by handling our day, that's what we talk about every day, is we deal with today as hard as we can, as best as we can. And then when you can get that, Joe, I think the byproduct is actually fun. Once everybody's pushed as hard as they can, once they've supported, competed, done all the things that we expect from each other in the room, we've done our best, I guess is one way of saying it.
Yeah.
Then you can have fun. You can laugh, you can joke, you can enjoy each other because there's nothing else to do. So you lose a game, but you've given your best. You try to fix the things, you try to grow, you try to get better, but we all understand that what we do, the most important thing we do is how we treat each other.
Yeah, that's amazing. All goes back there. I got to ask you, Coach, I've never asked you this before. All the time that we've been talking, do you have a lot of rules for those guys? Even though they're, you can tell those guys don't need a lot, but do you have set? Well,
that's a great question. So I would say off the ice, we do not. For the most part, so there's two sets of rules, right? There's league rules that we have to follow. Everybody has to abide by those. There's, instead of calling them rules, we'd say there's things that we've agreed upon here that we're going to do. And then we just do them. And we just, I don't chase guys around. I don't have anybody late for a meeting. It just doesn't happen. And when it does, it's usually pretty funny because we make fun of the guy, and it's not going to happen again. Right?
Yeah.
You can enjoy some of the aberrations and things, strange things that happen during a year. Guy gets a flat tire, guy gets pulled over, whatever it is, and he's rolling into the meeting late. I'm not finding him because it just doesn't happen here. So there's a bunch of things that we've agreed upon. But we do have things on the ice that we demand. And we've got four or five things in the game that we expect to happen every single time, regardless of who you are. And those things I would be hard on.
Yeah.
But we've all, and that's the kind of, in, nobody's fighting on those rules. We don't have a player here that wants to play outside the team game. And that's the leadership in the room. So if Barkov is going to do it, everybody else is going to do it.
Right.
If Ekblad and all of the guys, I mean, I don't want to single out just the one of them because they're all leaders.
Right.
If your best player is going to adhere to the game plan, there isn't another player underneath that has the right not to.
Yeah. No question about that. I agree. So I got to ask you this one, too, because it pops up all the time, and I don't know. So you and Bill Zito, as hot as anybody, as the head coach and general manager in professional sports right now, decisions on players. Do you ever have moments where you go, I really like this guy, and he says, I don't, I like this guy more? Do those conversations take place?
Like in terms of in our room or players around the
players league? Around the league or guys you might want to, you're thinking about trading or bringing in?
Yeah, I would say that I would give input to Bill. We have a certain style of play in Florida. So the first question is, do we think this player can adhere to our style of play? And then I would leave it, because what he is brilliant at is finding people that are different. Like the difference between, you know, Carter Verhaeghe and Sam Reinhart, let's say, they're completely different players. But Bill has an incredible knack of finding these guys that are kind of the right kind of people to fit into our room and into our style of game. So my job is to work with what we have. And based on the last 3 years, I don't step into the, I give the pro scouts and I give Bill Zito input and input only. And whatever they decisions they make have been right. I support them completely.
Yeah. No, you got a hot GM right now. There's no question. So
I mean, at the end of the day, there's two great stories here. And the one is the players here, and the second is how they got here. And that's Bill Zito and his entire staff, that group that he has, finding these guys that would fit us that don't fit somewhere else quite as well. He's been absolutely brilliant at it.
Yeah. So 2 years ago, you were my parade MVP. I want to let you know that speech. I laughed. I had about 18 beers by that point myself, and yeah. I didn't go right home. I drank way too much. Last year, though, I think we got to give it to Sam Bennett this past year.
You know, a lot of people they don't like the way we play. They don't like, they call us dirty. They call us nasty. They call us bullies. So no, I would like to take this time to apologize to absolutely no one. We're the double champs. We do what the we want. Let's go.
Oh, that's the enthusiasm of the win. Yeah, what and that's, you know, well, there you go. That's why we were so happy to get him signed.
Yeah.
Those are the only 10 words Sam said all year, by the way. It was his entire volume of words. He's such an incredible competitor, and what a wonderful guy. He just fits here. And I don't know how it would be walking into the room this year without him in the locker room. It just wouldn't be right. So we're very, very fortunate to have him back.
Boy, the more you see him, his toughness and everything, and he just takes it, and guys are taking shots, and media in Canada just kill him for as good as he is
right, for
the team up there. And he got his moment. He got his moment, got a couple cold ones in him. Coach, and he was just absolutely beautiful. Well, we can't wait. We can't wait to get you back to Jerry's house at Amaranth Bank there. Really appreciate you coming on, Coach, spending time with us.
Anytime.
Really appreciate it, man. We got to do this a lot this year. Thank you.
And thank you very much for all your support, even when it was a little greasy there 3 years ago. We really appreciate you sticking with our team. Thank you very much.
All right, Coach. You're absolutely the best. Paul Maurice, Florida Panthers head coach. Wow. That was a good laugh. Hey, Woody, I can't get – that just never gets old, that Sam Bennett thing. That was just a way to drop the mic right there, man. That there was nothing else. Hey, We got a lot more to get to. Brian Baldinger is going to join us coming up at 9 o'clock. Baldy's got a lot to say, and we still got a lot here on the show. By the way, we got a little game Saturday night at Hard Rock Stadium. Kind of a big deal. Hurricanes try to win another game against the Gators.
It's a state tournament, man.
How good is this?
Florida State's on deck.
Florida State's on deck. Then Florida State at the end of the year in Florida.
Semifinals, right? And then you got the state championship.
I am so glad they're back on the schedule. I am. And I think Florida Gator fans would agree. Whether your team, you want to have it.
Yeah. But I think all the relevant Florida teams should play one another in the beginning of the season, right? Isn't it fun?
Yes.
To have this whole, you know, slate of games. Much rather this than I'm playing some random whatever.
I got to tell you, man, I like this schedule. And by the way, it worked on time where Mario was really comfortable. Like, this is the best team I have, he told us. I know I lost the first overall pick, but this is the best overall team I've ever had around everywhere. Deepest, the whole thing. And so here we go, man. Another test coming up Saturday night.
Still haven't seen any team out there, Joe.
I know.
That I think is better than...
So I got to tell you, you said that, and just watch. I got Oregon up there. I think Oregon looks pretty good. Do you agree?
Yeah. I'm saying there's no other good teams. I'm just saying I think Miami, you could very well make the case that they have been the best team in college football.
No.
They have two really good wins.
They do. Well, ask it.
Everything is South Florida, but
so to me, this team has – I know this can upset you. Don't let it upset you. I think Gators got a lot of talent. I don't think they're playing great, but I think they have a lot of talent on this team.
Okay. You also think the Dolphins are going to win Thursday, so whatever.
I didn't say that. No, see, that's you being a jackass. I never said that. I never once said that, and you just throw
don't
it
hype
there.
Up the Gators. I don't want to hear it. You sound like Jamie over here.
You know, you haven't been here long enough to even take shots seriously at the Gators. You're still a youngster, seriously. Hey, I got to tell you, man, it's truck month at your South Florida Chevy dealers. Man, I want to let you know that if you are looking for a new strong truck, you might as well go check out your South Florida Chevy dealers. 14 dealerships out South Florida. We got some great offers going on for trucks right now for us. You got to stop by. You've got one close to where you live, where you work. The durable Colorado with its standard turbo max engine and impressive torque. Boy, it's got everything you need to really enjoy South Florida. How about a Silverado 1500? Always ready, steady, and strong, delivering all the power, everything you need for the workday workhorse and the weekend warrior, the combination, right over to Silverado HD, legendary horsepower, and one of the hardest working beds in the business. Listen, we got a truck for you that's perfect for your lifestyle, but I really want to talk to the men. This is how you make a living. That truck is a big part of how you make a living. And you don't just work Monday through Friday. You work Saturday and Sunday. You need a truck that can work the way you truck. It's going to put in the time. It doesn't break down. That can go like you do. Well, listen, we got a truck absolutely perfect for you. Check it out. Stop by, whether it's midsize, full-size, or heavy-duty truck. We got it. Chevy pickups. I'm telling you, man, they are fantastic. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, welcome back, and good morning, everybody. We're watching them starting to promote Thursday night football game. Josh Allen got a broken nose from running the other day. You can tell those eyes are a little swollen from if anybody's had a broken nose. And how much is Tua Tagovailoa to blame for Dolphins struggles is the topic right now. Sacked 8 times this season. Third most in it. I know, man. Every number you throw out there is just another bad number.
Honestly, it's not fair because he's not half of what Josh Allen is by his own admission. So yeah. It's really not fair to blame him.
I know, Woody. You know? I know. I heard it, man.
And
I
then during it. The break, we're seeing what Justin Herbert is in the MVP conversation.
Saw the thing. And yeah.
Chargers look good, man.
They do look good. I didn't know if he had enough weapons to have success, but they
seems like he can reach. This guy was like running, you know, down the field there. He seemed like he could reach ahead of his stride.
Also run, not as well as Josh Allen, but Herbert can run and
he'll run guys over a little bit.
And I got to tell you, I'm not so sure Herbert's arm's that far away from Josh Allen's arm. I never say Josh Allen, but if we're having the make all the throws party, Herbert's another one that can do it. But listen, hasn't had the success so far of what we're talking about here with this stuff. Yeah, so Tua came out and paid, you know, everybody, and Josh Allen did the same thing and complimented the Dolphins and their pass rush, and they got a good team, and we know what we're in for, and so Tua did it too, but he took it to the next level and talked about he's a great runner. Josh Allen's a great runner, and his friggin' arm, and I'm half of that. And so, you know, that, I mean, he took it. He took the compliment to the next level, you know. And hey, listen, if you just win some games, that wouldn't bother anybody if talking about, you know, you were playing better and everybody was playing better. And honestly, if this thing's going to work, before we talk about anything else and stopping the run and everything, we need Tua to play a lot better than he's played. Even last week was not good enough. Was not good enough at the end of the game. He's got to play better. Still miss some throws. And I know you're going, if you like Tua, you're going, you need to leave him out. He was fine and threw for over 300 yards and a high percentage of completions. He needs to play better. He needs, considering everything, he's still got the weapons. You know, every week we go into these games and I hear everybody go, man, that Achane, Waddle, and Tyreek Hill, you know, and I'm talking about Achane, the running back that can catch the ball out of the backfield, that got isolated one-on-one with a middle linebacker and ran in for a touchdown. They got weapons. They're not empty. Malik Washington, 74-yard touchdown. He's going to be a bigger part of this. You have right now for me four targets you can throw to and should have a mismatch somewhere if you're going to throw the ball. Now, I still think you need to run it. I don't want to sit here and tell you we need to throw it 50 times and run it 12 if we run 62 plays. But you still got some weapons. Now, how's your O-line going to hold up? How's your defensive line going to hold up, not only in pass rushing, but to stop the run? And so far, those numbers that I'm looking at right now have we got the offense and defense way, way too many numbers in the late 20s. And besides the fact you're 0-2. So all important stuff. We've got a lot more stuff. We got Baldy coming up. We'll talk to Baldy about all this stuff coming up here in, excuse me, just a few. Boy, I'll tell you what, I yapped a lot last night at this function. I can tell with my voice, it's just about shot. But right now, I want to tell you about my friends at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing, trained and certified technicians, 135 trucks on the road, 7 days a week. Well, I'll tell you what, a licensed, experienced plumber, 7 days a week, any kind of plumbing problems inside and out. But let's get to the other part. The air conditioning units and water heaters. And we got a warehouse full of them. So when you need one, you order it. You're ordering it right here. I mean, we're thinking same day delivery or next day delivery for you. That's the goal every day. That's part of the great service you're going to get at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. And the 37 years they've been in business taking care of a lot of folks down here. Same day installation, financing plans to help you out. And still family-owned and operated with Eric and then all the other guys, Mike and Chippy and all the rest of them. Hey, you have an air conditioning problem or a plumbing problem and not sure? I know you got a lot of choices. Go to Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. They'll take good care of you over there. You've seen the billboards with that pretty little lady I've known for a long time. 1-888-349-6922. Tell them Joe Rose said to give them a call at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.